So think of this next segment as a quick op-ed style look at a single issue. If you own stock, you get quarterly reports filled with all kinds of information about how much executives are paid, interest charged on company debts, taxes, the like. What you do not learn is how much money went to political candidates or what kinds of lobbying the company does in Washington, and if the company prefers one candidate over another. Would you like to know such things? Well, a group of professors has petitioned the Securities and Exchange Commission to require corporations to disclose their political donations to shareholders. With us is one of the authors of the petition, Robert Jackson, Columbia University Law School professor. Welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Also with us, someone who's part of a group of professors opposed to this idea, David Primo, is Ani and Mark Gabrielian professor of political science at the University of Rochester. David, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Robert Jackson, you first. Why do I need to know this information if I'm a shareholder?
Well, investors in public companies have been demanding this information from public companies for years now. It's the most popular subject of shareholder proposals in the United States. Public companies have been spending millions of shareholder dollars on political spending for years, and that spending is never disclosed in many cases. We think it's very clear that all public companies should be required to tell investors what, how and when they spend money on politics.
David Primo, bad idea?
It is a bad idea because there's no evidence that corporate political spending actually poses significant risks to firms beyond just the regular risks that firms face in their day-to-day business. And there's no special reason to think that political spending is different. And in fact, all of the shareholder resolutions that have been proposed with regard to political spending have failed, showing that shareholders understand that this isn't necessarily going to have a positive effect. It could actually hurt shareholders if it leads to increased activism against corporations.
Why do companies want to keep this secret, David Primo? And then we'll get a response from Robert Jackson.
It's not so much that companies want to keep it secret. In fact, many companies voluntarily disclose all of their political activities. But the idea is that this is a one-size-fits-all rule, and it may be the case that corporations may want to keep their political strategies private in the same way that they keep their market strategies private, because it gives them an advantage in the process and might help them with respect to other firms. And they're also fearful of activists who are not shareholders, who are not active with the company, but who can cause problems for the company. So even if the shareholders agree that corporations ought to be spending money on politics, the shareholders might end up worse off if activists cause corporations to spend less as a result of their activism.
Got it. David Primo at the University of Rochester. Robert Jackson from Columbia, what do you think?
So I don't think there's any reason to expect that telling shareholders whose money it is, how the company has spent their money on politics, could possibly hurt the shareholders or the company. If the company is engaging in spending on politics that's good for investors, disclosing it shouldn't change investors' view that it's good for the company. If the company is engaging in spending that's not in shareholder interest, that's the kind of spending that might be eliminated by disclosing this to the public, and that's the kind of spending our petition is about.
Do you think traders trade on this kind of news, Robert Jackson?
Well, I think that this kind of news can be relevant to the value of a company. In an example from last year, Target Corporation spent some money on politics that led to significant consternation among the public about the way they were using shareholder money to engage in political debates. What I'll say about this is the information can be relevant to shareholders not only because it's financially significant, but because it's got expressive meaning. If shareholder money is being used for causes that the investors themselves abhor, shareholders deserve to know that.
All right, Robert Jackson. David Primo, I'll give you the last word under a minute.
So I've recently completed a paper with a colleague, Soumya Prabhat, at the Indian School of Business, and we show that in the United Kingdom, which passed an even stricter rule which required shareholders to approve political spending, that law had virtually no effect on the riskiness of a firm's stock or its share price, showing that corporations that were engaged in political spending before that law went into effect, the fact that shareholders got involved didn't change things. So there's just no evidence that a corporation is at a disadvantage by not disclosing its political contributions.
That's David Primo from the University of Rochester, Robert Jackson Jr., law professor at Columbia University. What do you think about this rule? Should companies have to disclose their political spending? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.